In Chicago's afternoon news, I'm Steve Bertrand. If you've been listening to the radio station today, you know we've been focusing on the fight to end Alzheimer's. In fact, the Walk to End Alzheimer's Chicago is coming up Saturday, October 9th at Soldier Field. You can register beginning at 8 o'clock. The walk starts at 10 a.m. ALZ.org/Illinois or ALZ.org/walk for more information. Let's get more information now. Delia Gervier is on the phone line with us. She is the executive director of the Alzheimer's Association, the Illinois chapter. Delia, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having us today.
Absolutely. It's great to talk to you. Hey, I want to start, I want to talk about the walk in a minute. And I heard you talking with John Williams earlier today, learned a lot. But I was listening as I was coming from my audiologist. I've been wearing hearing aids for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years or so. I'm so happy I am. But it seems to me that when the discussion first came up, my audiologist or the ENT talked about how when you lose hearing, you become more and more checked out, and that could exacerbate Alzheimer's. Not that it would cause it by any means, but that it could make things worse. Do I recall that correctly?
It's possible that it's something that could affect a person who already has the disease, so to add an additional element to what they're already dealing with when it comes to cognitive decline and having cognitive issues, adding to that auditory, not being able to hear easily or being visually impaired, all of that exacerbates the senses that are already, affected by existing dementia.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it's something, it might be a sign of aging, but I don't know that it would be, it's not a known symptom,
sure,
if you will, of,
I guess, you know, I guess my point was when you're not hearing well, you're just kind of checked out of a lot of conversations, so you might lose your sharpness that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm no doctor though. You're the expert. Tell me about the programs that the Alzheimer's Association offers here in Illinois.
So our main point, our mission is care and support, and we provide support to those caregivers who take care of the person with the disease through educational programs. We have a variety of support groups that are available to caregivers. We provide lunch and learn, or what we call speakers bureau. We provide speakers to companies who have an interest in educating their employees about the disease, or companies who have caregivers on staff that may be interested in having a support group for a major company in town. We can train facilitators to be facilitators of support groups for their company, for their churches, for their community. The education that we provide include things like the notice and signs that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We also have presentations like effective communication strategy, which is a presentation that when you go through it, you learn a little bit about how to more effectively communicate with person with disease, giving tips like remembering that the person is still there. Their brain might not be working as well, but they are still a human being that is just affected by damage of the brain and the brain deteriorating. Learning things like if they think that you're their deceased brother or their deceased sister today, go with it. Don't try to argue, because they'll more than likely the next day will have forgotten that conversation. So we just try to give tips on how to manage and how to better care for the person with the disease.
Delia Gervier is the executive director of the Illinois chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Speaking of communication, that makes sense to me in that if the caregiver spends all his time or her time correcting the patient, both the patient and the caregiver, I would imagine, would only have growing frustration. Just let it go.
That's correct. They spend a lot of time frustrated, and then, within the next interaction, patient with disease may have forgotten about the whole interaction, and meanwhile, you're still frustrated, and like, you've lost precious time with your loved one.
Is there nothing we can do now each individual as far as behavior to stave off Alzheimer's? I mean, or is it, if it's going to come, it's going to come at this point?
Well, Well, you know, we know that there's an element of hereditary that comes into effect here. But what we also know is that what's good for the heart is good for the brain. So if you live a healthy lifestyle and your blood vessels are treated well, you exercise, the diet that we talk about being a good diet to follow is the Mediterranean diet. We actually have a study called the U.S. Porter Study that the Alzheimer's Association is funding to hopefully be able to conclusively say that all these lifestyle changes can slow down the progression of cognitive decline or potentially avoid the development of mild cognitive impairment altogether. So doing the things that you do, exercise, a very strict control of your blood pressure, 120/80, all of the things that are good for the function of your heart, those are also good things that will help your brain function.
And so people are going to be hearing that right away, and they're going to look up the Mediterranean diet and they're going to jump on it. We don't know that it's going to help, but I guess it can't hurt, right?
It can't hurt. We, like I said, the U.S. Pointer study has not published the final results yet, but our hope is that at the end of that study, we'll be able to say that if you do all of those things, you can slow down progress or you can avoid it.
Delia,
we just can't say that today, but the hope is that we will be able to.
Yeah, the key is to listen to your words carefully. Delia Gervier, the executive director of the Alzheimer's Association of Illinois. The walk is coming up on October 9th. Why is it important for us to participate in this walk?
Well, it's important because it's one of the ways that we raise awareness about the significance of the disease, number one, but it's also a way that we raise money to fund the support and the programs that we provide at no cost to the community. It's also a way that we raise money to fund research. Without research, we can't find new medications and we can't find that ultimate cure. And so you were hoping that 2,000-3,000 people will gather safely. Safely is the key. Socially distance, it's a very big field. And we are making sure that people feel comfortable and safe if they come and join us. But they also have the ability to walk from home. So if the folks are still not comfortable being in person, we encourage them to participate on that day as well, just walking in their neighborhoods with their family.
All right, I'm going to give you a couple of websites to remember or write down, alz.org/Illinois or alz.org/walk, where you can get more information on the walk. There's also a 24/7 free helpline, 1-800-272-3900, and you can get more information there. Our day-long special about the fight to end Alzheimer's is all sponsored by Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter, and we thank them for that. Delia Gervier, the executive director. It was great to talk to you. A lot more questions, but not a lot more time at this point. So we look forward to the walk and seeing you out there on October 9th.
Thank you so much.
All right, be well. This is Chicago's Afternoon News.